Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Ediberto, Ediberto, Silva, Silva, hyphen, Olivares, Olivares. Ediberto Silva is a 34-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 10-10-21. Appeared he was the van driver that hit the side of Mr. Silva's vehicle. Appeared his glasses flew off. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he believes he injured his neck, shoulder, and hip, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did accept a shoulder injection, but none elsewhere. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty paragraph, per the record supplied, Mr. Silva was seen by Concentra on 10-11-21, one day after the motor vehicle collision. Appeared someone hit the driver's side of his work van. Appeared he complained of left-sided body pain and neck pain. Period. He had not been to the emergency room and had no loss of consciousness. Appeared he was restrained at the time of impact. Appeared he was diagnosed with right-sided neck pain, comma, left shoulder strain, comma, pain in the left lateral upper thigh, comma, and left hip pain. Appeared he was begun on medications and activity modification. Period. He followed up here over the next several weeks. Period physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period new paragraph on 11-10-21. He underwent an MRI of the left shoulder to be inserted here. Period he followed up at Concentra through 12-1-21. Period. On that occasion, Dr. Adams kept him on activity restrictions and referred him for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. He was seen by Dr. Adams again at First State Orthopedics on 12-14-21. Period. He performed x-rays of the left shoulder that showed no major spur formation or degenerative joint disease. Period. He thought the significant pain was emanating. Actually, this is not Dr. Adams, it's Dr. Crane, C-R-E-I-N. He thought the significant pain was emanating from predominantly the acromioclavicular joint, but also the subacromial joint. Period, corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He returned to Dr. Crane on 1-11-22 with about 4 weeks of effectiveness from the injection. Period, he had minimal residual soreness. Period exam found full active and passive range of motion. Period of strength is good. Period he noted the results of the MRI where there was no evidence of a full thickness rotator cuff tear. Period. There was mostly swelling above the AC joint with relatively intact articulation. But there was no sign of glenohumeral arthrosis, abnormal joint effusion, and the biceps tendon was intact. Period, the labrum was not well visualized. Period, Dr. Crane had him finish out his physical therapy and cleared him to return to work. Period, physical exam. Extremity's upper motion of the left shoulder was full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Combined active extension was limited to the L3 vertebral level with localized tenderness and tenderness at his trapezius. Period. Motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Andrew's elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, hips and pelvis normal, spine cervical. Active range of motion about the cervical spine was non-reproducible. Period extension was to approximately 30 degrees, common bilateral rotation 25 degrees, and bilateral sibianic to 20 degrees. Period flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period complained of aching with range of motion. Period thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. Period supine straight leg raise maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. He listed her only mild low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back and radicular complaints were elicited. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 10-10-21, Adalberto Silva Oliveris was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period, he was the restrained operator of a van at the time. Period, he sought treatment at Concentra the following day. Period, they rendered several diagnoses and referred him for physical therapy. Period, this was rendered on the dates described. Period, he remained symptomatic and had a left shoulder MRI on 11-10-21 to be inserted. In paragraph, he also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Crane beginning 12-14-21. Period, corticosteroid injection was instilled to the shoulder. Period, as of 1-11-22, Mr. Silva felt significantly better and was cleared to return to work full duty. Period, in paragraph, the current examination was unimpressive. Period, he had essentially full range of motion about the left shoulder where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he had full range of motion of the left hip where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, he ambulated without the use of an assistive device. Period, he had variable active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, left arm, comma, or left hip. Period, this petitioner's soft tissue injuries have resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, he has been able to resume his normal food, full duty tasks with the insured. Period. End.